From the book, Heaven and Hell, Chapter 5, Part 2, Mother and Son. In March of 1865, Mr. C., a businessman in a small town close to Paris, had at home his seriously ill 21-year-old son. Sensing that his time had come, this young man called to his mother and still had enough strength left to embrace her. Sobbing, she said to him, "Go ahead of me, my son, for I won't be long in following you." Having said this, she left the room, hiding her face in her hands. The persons who witnessed this contrite scene thought Mrs. C.'s words were a simple outburst of grief that time and reason would dispel. After the young man died, they searched for her throughout the house and then found she had hanged herself in the barn. Both mother and son were buried at the same time. The son was evoked several days later, and the evocation went like this. "Did you know that your mother committed suicide out of despair over losing you?" "Yes, and were it not for the sorrow her fatal decision had caused me, I would be perfectly happy." "Poor, excellent mother! She couldn't bear the trial of a temporary separation, and so that she could be with her beloved son, she took the road that will lead her farthest from him, alas, and for a long, long time. So she delayed a reunion for who knows how long, but which would have been near at hand if her soul had submitted to the will of the Lord, if she would have resigned herself, humble and repentant, before the trial she had to undergo, the expiation that would have purified her. Oh, pray, pray for her, and especially you mothers who are moved by the story of her death. Do not follow her example. Do not believe that she loved her son, her pride and joy, more than other mothers love theirs. No, she did not love him more. She lacked courage and resignation. You mothers listening to me, when agony forces your son's eyes to close, remember that, like Christ, they are mounting Calvary, and from there they shall rise to eternal glory. Benjamin C. And so the evocation of the mother went something like this. "I want to see my son. Do you have the power to deliver him to me? They are so cruel. They took him from me to lead him into the light while they left me in the darkness. I want him. I want him. He belongs to me. So isn't a mother's love worth anything at all? Well, isn't it? I carried him in my womb for 9 months. I nursed him, flesh of my flesh, blood of my blood. I guided his first steps. I taught him to utter the sacred name of God and the sweet word mother. I molded him into a man full of energy, intelligence, honesty, uprightness, and filial love. Just to lose him when he was about to fulfill my hopes for him? Just when a shining future was opening up before him? No, God is not just. He is not a God for mothers, for he does not understand their pain and desperation. And when I bring death upon myself in order not to be separated from my child, they steal him from me again. My son, where are you?" And so the evoker says, "Poor mother, we sympathize with your grief. Nevertheless, you sought a sad recourse to reunite yourself with your son. Suicide is a crime in God's eyes, and you must know that he punishes every infraction of his laws. Being kept from seeing your son is your punishment." And so the mother replies, "No, I thought that God was better than men. I didn't believe in his hell. I believed in the eternal reunion of souls who love each other the way we did. But I was wrong. God is neither good nor just, because he has not understood the enormity of my grief and my love. Oh, who can give me back my son? Have I lost him forever? Mercy, mercy, my God!" And the evoker responds, "Now try not to despair so. Remember, if there is a way to see your son, it is not in blaspheming God as you are doing. Instead of attracting his mercy, you will bring about an even greater penalty." And the mother replies, "They told me I wouldn't ever see him again, and I understand that they were taking him off to paradise. And I? Am I in hell then? The hell for mothers? It does exist. I see. see it so well. The evoker responds to the mother, saying this, "Your son is not lost forever, believe me. You will certainly see him again, but you must deserve it by submitting yourself to God's will, whereas in rebelliousness, you can delay that moment indefinitely. Listen to me. God is infinitely good, but also infinitely just. He never punishes without cause. And if while you were on the earth, you were afflicted with great pain, it was because you deserved it. Your son's death was a test of your resignation. Unfortunately, you failed it while alive, and now, after your death, you are failing it again. Do you expect God to reward his rebellious children? God is not implacable. He always welcomes the repentance of the guilty. If you had accepted with resignation and humility the trial God sent you through a momentary separation, and if you had waited patiently for the time when he would have taken you from this earth, then at the entrance of the world you now find yourself in, you would have immediately seen your son coming toward you with open arms. You would have had the joy of seeing him radiant after that time of absence. But what you did and what you are still doing at this moment has placed a barrier between you and him. Don't believe that he is lost in the depths of space. No, he is closer than you think, but there is an impenetrable veil concealing him from your sight. He can see you. He loves you always and mourns the sad condition you have fallen into because of your lack of trust in God. He eagerly waits for the happy moment when he will be allowed to show himself to you. However, it depends only on you to hasten or delay that moment. Pray to God and say with me, "Dear God, forgive me for having doubted your justice and goodness. If you have punished me, I realize I have deserved it. Please accept my repentance and submission to your holy will." And the mother responds, "What a light of hope you have just shined in my soul. It is like a shining light in the night surrounding me. Thank you. I will pray. Goodbye." And final thoughts from the evoker. Death, even by suicide, did not produce in this spirit the delusion that she was still alive. She was perfectly aware of her state. For others, however, their punishment consists exactly in the delusion that they are still alive, which is caused by the ties that keep them bound to their body. This woman wanted to leave the earth in order to follow her son into the next life, so she had to be aware that she was actually in that world in order to be punished by not finding him there. Her punishment consists in knowing that she does not live corporally anymore and in being aware of her situation. Thus, each wrong is punished according to the circumstances that accompany it, and there are no invariable uniform punishments for wrongs of the same kind.